Hey, I'm Carlo. It's Wednesday, 5 or 6 January, I don't know. I'll have a look. 6 January, who cares? This is really a moment when I'm just standing here still and then drinking coffee. It's really enjoyable. I should do this more often. Before I set up my camera, I'm like grabbing all things from downstairs and from the fridge and from everywhere, and then I just lay it here and other things around, and I'm like, just record. I'm like, no, I'll get something else first. I'll get that first. I'll do this first, and then it's always like that. Even when the camera's off, it's obviously I just filming what I'm doing, and the day is just goes by so fast because I have to, I'll do this first, do that, do that, do that, and then I don't know, I don't even know what I did. Good thing is that I have my diary. Doesn't matter. I'm going to start, or not. Yeah, I'm going to start. My oldest son was already awake when I hook up my voice. My oldest son was already up. Like 7 o'clock, and I was still sleeping, I guess. No, I wasn't sleeping, but I was awake a little bit, maybe because of his lights. I don't know. I don't mind if he turns on the lights. I don't mind being woken by lights or by the radio. That's very enjoyable, I think. I used to listen to a very good radio program when I was little. It was so funny. The DJ was so funny doing sketches, and he had a funny sidekick. He's still alive. His name is Robert Jensen, and it was Jensen in the Morning, and it was with Jan Paparazzi, his sidekick. And he was always so funny. And whenever I woke up, I just turned on the radio, and it never took long before he made a good joke, and whenever I heard a good joke, I was awake instantly. So that's good. So whenever the radio is on, or a good song is also good, then it really it's not that bad to have an alarm. And with lights, it's the same. I have a wake up light, so there's light when I have to wake up, and I just it works for me, so it's fine. Instead of just an alarm beeping, I don't know what I'm doing. He needs bread. I never had a alarm that snoozes. I didn't know about alarm that snoozes until I went to college, and my roommate has one. And she always snoozed for like an hour, and it's so annoying. I'm always like, just wake up. Why do you have to snooze? Or just set your alarm later. Snoozing is so stupid. I understand it, I get it. No, but it's not practical. Just go out of bed or just sleep. One of the two. Not annoy yourself and others with the snoozing. Because are you getting happy with snoozing? Oh, maybe you do. I don't know. I have this orange juice stuff. I'll just give it to my kids. Maybe he likes it. If he doesn't, then it's okay. It's from my man got a package from his work. Usually, at Christmas time, Dutch people, Dutch bosses, I call them, give their employees a box of food. It's traditional, a box of food and wine and some nuts and jam and just simple, lovely, edible stuff. And through the years, it changed a little bit. Sometimes you get a champagne, you know, or something, or just a gift certificate, even gift certificates to choose what's called charity. So you get a voucher to just go online and pick a charity, and there's some there will be money going to that charity. You have to believe it. And it's just all kinds of stuff. But now with New Year, he got a box, and it was with, what was it with? With a breakfast. It's nice. But my man doesn't drink the juice, so there's the juice for my kid. I don't know if he drinks it too. I think so. If I really explain to him that it's for fruit, of course it's not good, so I'll just say juice. Then he won't notice a thing, and it looks good in a bottle, so who doesn't love it? And I'm going to pick a nice colored straw. I'm a good marketeer. Whoop. It opens, and the lid was making a sound like popping sound, like it's a party. I'll see what he, oh, I'll put his bread in the microwave for a second. I love my tiny kitchen. I can just dance around, and I can go anywhere. Anywhere. I have for myself. I still have tomatoes from yesterday. I didn't eat it. I'll put this aside because it's cold from the fridge. I know you're not supposed to put tomatoes in the fridge. It was only one day and nothing happened. It's only, oh, the bread. It's only a bit cold. I keep my cucumbers in the fridge also. It says, they always say don't keep it in the fridge, and I listen to it, but I really think they just don't. It doesn't, it's just better. I keep it, they keep it fresh longer. Oh, when I was little, I had an alarm clock, just like an analog one, not like an electrical one, analog and digital. Digital. It was so cool that other people had a black digital clock with red light numbers on it. I never had that. I always had a, for 4 years, I had one with a chicken, a Japanese one, and I was fine with it. But now when I'm looking back, it is really a nice alarm clock that got really expensive. What's that sound? Oh, that's my kid playing with his real-life train simulator. Sometimes it's so confusing when I hear train sounds, especially when the doors are closing. I'm getting stressed because I always get stressed when the doors of the trains are closing. I'm setting an alarm for my vegetables that I'm cooking. And I'll cook these vegetables as well. I have to. I want to get rid of the small stuff because the grocery delivery guy is coming today. Yep. And I don't know. It's just train sounds. Oh, my kid can eat. Probeer die maar, dat is sap van papa. Okay. He's trying. Ja, yeah. Is het oké? Okay? Oké. Okay. He likes orange juice. Oké, okay. He calls it orange juice. Nice. I just gave them to him, and I said, it's juice from daddy. And he's so little, it doesn't matter what I say, he's never saying that's what she said. It's really nice. He had a joke, just a Dutch joke, so if you're not Dutch, you don't understand it, but it's like, there's a couple, and now there's an older couple, and it's really, really long. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is the word vagina comes along. Is the that is the joke, and the girl, the woman's name is Gina, and it was just a innocent joke, but he doesn't understand it, and But he's telling that story, that joke, to his friends while gaming, to his other friend who is 7 and doesn't understand it either. So they're just being kids and laughing, but they really don't know what they're laughing about. And it's so typical, and it's funny, I think. I cooked the vegetables, and now I'm just going to rinse it with cold water, because I learned that somewhere, that they stop cooking themselves, stop being hot when I do that. So I just do that too. I don't know, sometimes I just copy things, or maybe everything I do is copying things, because when I was a baby I didn't know anything. Yeah, crying is not copying, right? Crying is nature. All right, I'm happy I got rid of these now. And I don't know, I'll throw in some tomatoes. I see apple on the floor. I'll throw that away. Oh, I want to have coffee. It's my first coffee. I like it that we have a little bit of routine back. Because today my kid woke up at a normal time, and me too, so that's my why I'm thinking, oh, the routine is back, but it's not back yet, but it will come. Maybe that's what I mean, the routine will come back. It looks like it looks better now, and my little kid has school in 20 minutes. He already knows what to do. That's fine. He already knows how to get online and log on Zoom, which is perfect. I'm going to make him a sandwich for later. Not being a perfect mommy, but being not a bothered mommy when he is hungry. So when I have this done, then I can just keep on doing what I'm doing and yell to him, look in the fridge, and then he'll have his sandwich. He's super nice boy. What do I give him? I'll give him cheese and stuff, cheese and salami, because it's at this moment it's his favorite. I used to give him peanut butter and honey as well, just to I don't know, eat peanut butter, because he never eat nuts, or rarely, so I thought it's nice, but he doesn't like it anymore, and I can only push that far, you know. I don't do that now. He wins. No, I win, because I don't get the negative. I don't get him to whine anymore. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm really doing random stuff. I need my scissors. I really like my scissors. On TikTok, the kids are going crazy about my scissors. But it's just like, lots of people use scissors. It's not new. You cook a lot, or you make a lot of food, then you understand it. The cheese, the edges of the cheese are getting hard. I don't like that. That's the downside of pre-cut cheese. I love pre-cut cheese when I have to make lots of sandwiches. It's very convenient, but it's also dried out so fast. I'll just do this. Oh, me too. Cut them by half. I like making sandwiches, but it would be really more fun if I had more space in my freezer. I would like to have a big giant freezer. Yep, I would. If I had that, I would probably meal prep for 2 weeks or three or whatever, because that's me. I can turn off that hood now, actually. Better. Okay. I have now, I see chicken as well. I'm doing two things while I'm busy. I'm seeing chicken, so I'm just going to deli chicken. Super easy. I make rolls and then I'll put it for myself in my big throg. And then I'll eat it later. Usually dinner. My dinner sucks. It doesn't suck like, it's really just good food, I think. It's not junk food, but it's very simple. I don't know if it sucks, but I say it sucks because for lots of people it would suck, of course, because it's just super simple and not warm. But I just, when I'm with my kids, I cannot just focus on my food anyway. I just watch what they're doing or helping them or listen to their talking and just more focusing on the family than eating instead of really eating. So doesn't matter to me if it's food for me is if it's nutritious, easy, quick, a lot. Maybe I forgot something, then it's fine by me. I really then am happy. I am taking this. I need bags. Two for later, one for now. One bag for my kid's bread. He will get it himself. I'm so happy he's old enough to do this by himself. Oh, small kids cannot do anything but to get themselves into trouble and get everyone else in trouble. So I really appreciate it. They are older. I always give them one and a half of these peppers. How do you call it in English? Really love it when I open them like a flower. I don't know how to call these peppers because I cannot think. I always have a few names for it. Bell pepper, red pepper, paprika. I forgot. Capsicum? Capsicum? That's so weird. It's really difficult to say. How would this one look inside when I cut it out? Let's see. Meh. Not very impressive. Some bell peppers are really have a long shape like this one. I like the big chunky one more. Just aesthetics. Aesthetics. Look at me talking aesthetics. I like that word. What am I going to eat? I'm not going to train today. Oh, there's a baby in there. Or a little one. I don't know what it is. It was trying to be a baby. But now it's never going to. Oh, it sprayed in my face. It's never going to be a baby. When I had compost worms while I was gardening, I could always give my vegetables the leaves and stuff and things I cut out. I could give it to my worms. It was so sweet. My family didn't especially like the worms. I did. But they are so nice to watch and they are friendly. I like other animals. But I am really afraid of all animals with teeth, and worms don't do anything. I am really afraid of animals that have, like hamsters. I really love them, but I'm also afraid of their teeth and dogs. Teeth, everything teeth. Fish maybe also, I don't know. But worms, no. Maybe all insects don't have teeth, right? Suddenly. I know it's not genius, but I'm thinking about it, and I don't like insects. Is a worm an insect? Yeah, but he's more a cuddly insect. So I like worms, but I don't like all other insects. So I like, but I like spiders also. I don't really like them because they're cuddly or something, but I know they have a good function. They have webs, and I don't like the webs, but the webs are helping me to get rid of other animals. I mean insects or insects. so that's good. I'm going to cut this. I don't know where to start. If I don't know where to start, I just start. And if I'm making a mistake, then I will see it immediately and then I'll correct it and then I'm like in the flow. Shall I be a very lazy mom and not give my kid red pepper today? The one that doesn't like red pepper, I'm not going to give him red pepper today. Well, I'm so good. It doesn't have to be every time, right? So one only likes cucumbers. I'm giving him only cucumbers. And the other one only likes bell pepper more. And I'm giving him 100% bell pepper. Look at me being a lazy good mom. Not lazy. I think it's balance. They don't always have to eat. It's not bad. All right, I think I'm done with the sofa. That's a nice George Michael song. I'm done. I guess I'm done. Yeah, I'm going to clean up. Oh, happy, happy. Oh, yesterday I saw a repost from Gary Vee. I love him. I really, oh, he's so good. He really changed my mindset. And there was a girl on Instagram always tagging him, reposting his stories. And we all know somebody that's reposting stories and you just look at it and, okay or not okay. I don't know. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. But I saw it like thousands of times. She does it all the time. And just one day, it was just maybe the timing or perfect moment for me that what she was reposting about Gary, I'm getting goosebumps, it really struck me. And I'm really down to earth, practical, no motivational speaker stuff. Well, I really like it when people are motivating, especially sports people are talking about how they got there, where they are. But Gary, it had something. He was just really real and that's so cool. And then I'm really hooked, and long story short, I'm really it changed my mind how he just thinks about accountability. Everything is your own fault. You can do anything, almost anything about your life to change it. And that's what I'm doing now, and it's so easy actually. And I can really see it, and it made me really happier. And I wasn't even unhappy when I got hooked on his charismatic personality. I don't know. Long story short, I'm going to stop now, and later I'll talk about Gary even more. I guess I won't stop about talking him. Stop talking about him, and I already talked about him, so doesn't matter. Okay. Love yourself. It's a cliche, but maybe. Very difficult to do. It's very easy to laugh at that cliche and wave it away, but just try. It's cool. I really love myself. I know I'm not perfect, but I love myself, and that's a weird thing, but it's true. Because just do more that you love, and then they'll come. All right. Thank you for watching, and see you later. Bye. Not sarcastic cough. No. Come on.